It's now God Save the King. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And people outside Buckingham Palace sang their national anthem to King Charles III as he arrived this morning and shook a lot of hands. The king walked along a long line of well-wishers before then, walking along a long row of flowers people laid outside the gates honoring his mother. Earlier, cannons were fired in tribute. There were several 96-gun salutes to Queen Elizabeth in Britain, one for every year she lived.
King Charles III started really stepping in for his mother increasingly over the last year, and this is because more and more she was giving away some of her royal duties as her health deteriorated. The new king will soon meet with the prime minister today before he addresses the country about the loss of the queen.
That's Fox's Alex Hogan in London. That address will be in about 2 hours. President Biden will reportedly attend the Queen's funeral in 10 days. Today, he'll tout that new so-called CHIPS law aimed at boosting tech manufacturing in the U.S. He's just arrived in Columbus, Ohio. Fox's Jackie Heinrich is there.
This is a $20 billion, or the site, rather, of a $20 billion investment from Intel for a semiconductor chip facility. It's going to employ 3,000 people when it opens in 2025, and it'll produce 7,000 construction jobs, labor jobs, union jobs.
Ezekiel Kelly was just in court in Memphis, Tennessee to face charges in a shooting spree that left four people dead, three injured.
The defendant, who live streamed one of the shootings on Facebook, has a prior conviction for aggravated assault, but was released in March after serving only 11 months of a three-year prison sentence. This summer, a new law took effect in Tennessee requiring violent offenders to serve 100% of their sentences.
That's Fox's Jonathan Sary in Memphis. A judge gave Kelly a public defender, set a hearing again for next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
On Sunday, Americans will pause and reflect on what happened 21 years ago, the 9/11 terror attacks that hit New York City and Washington, D.C., and of course that field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 crashed. Nearly 3,000 people in all were killed that day, nearly 200 of them at the Pentagon, where one of the planes hijacked by terrorists crashed. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks was there that day.
So on this 21st anniversary of a day that shattered many and shaped many more, let us honor those we lost, those who helped us recover, and those who carry our spirit forward.
That was at a ceremony at the Pentagon this morning. In Lexington, Kentucky, a police officer was shot and wounded last night, is expected to survive, but the gunman did not. He was killed in return fire. They're mourning in Georgia the day after a deadly attack on law enforcement in the Atlanta area.
Two deputies were shot and killed Thursday evening after trying to serve a warrant in Marietta, Georgia. Outside Atlanta, Cobb County Sheriff Craig Owen says no one was at home when the deputies first rang the bell.
As they was ambushed as they got out of the cars, and they was talking with the suspect, and that's when shots were fired.
It all led to a standoff, but the two suspects later surrendered and are now in custody. The deputies' names have not yet been publicized, but the sheriff said the pair were young and bright. Eben Brown, Fox News.
For the third day in a row, stocks are surging in a rebound from recent selling. The NASDAQ is up 200 points. The Dow is gaining 333. It has now risen more than 900 points in the last 3 days. And as the price of oil rises today, gas down another penny today. It's fallen 87 days in a row from the record. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.